for the show, and till then it's half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a liar, better mode in. No proof, like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded. You know what is a star, like under the city, the driver's side floor. Which I can large, so many more, 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever, and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube review. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody.
Hello, Leroy.
I've been out on them streets.
Doing what, dude?
So got up this morning. My wife goes, you know how the wives do the subliminal messaging.
Did she want you to gas up or something?
No.
Did she say, hey, we should do something?
I went to Walmart and I went to Sam's. Mm-hmm. They didn't have no water.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got to get, you know, an inordinate amount of water for
so, this situation. And toilet paper.
Yeah.
For reasons I can't explain. Even with COVID. In COVID, people start buying up toilet paper. Like, really?
Today was the fun day driving in where everybody decided once the torrential downpour was hitting right on the Golden Glades that this is the time where I want to drive up the thing and try and skip everybody. So that was great. But you know what? We got 3 days to talk about the hurricane that's coming. Let's talk about the hurricanes that came back!
Man!
Hey.
How did Colin McCarthy know?
Wow.
I was like, wow.
Pretty good.
He nailed that an hour. I was sitting here and I was watching Raquel Pennington versus Julianna Pena. I'm like, shut up, Colin McCarthy. Guy's got his Canes glasses on. I mean, like, they're going to come back and win 39. They nailed it. Oh. Nailed it.
What a call.
This is this was great fun. This was great fun. This guy, Cam Ward, what a show. I mean, he is incredible. Now, sometimes he does.
He's a lot calmer than some of the coaches we see on the sidelines, right?
Oh my God, he oozes. I mean, he's certainly calmer than Michael Irvin. Michael Irvin, this guy loves the Canes. But I don't know what I don't know what he was doing.
You know, sometimes you got to put your cheeks up. Whatever.
Why did he have his cheeks out like that?
I don't understand.
Why did he do that?
He was nervous.
Was he doing Singletary?
Dude,
this is how we playing.
No,
tell you what. If you look at a season of success, a championship season, a contending championship season, I don't care who you are. I don't care what league you're in. There's going to be a couple of games where this happens and you have to find a way to win. And at the end of the season, we're not going to talk about it because we're just going to talk about you contending. But we all going to know that the stones that this team has shown, not playing their best football last week and then getting boat raced early in this game.
Oh, my God.
We are going to mention, remember early in the season, it could have went sideways. And so, from that standpoint, this happens with every... Wait, I'll give you a perfect example. What were we talking about in December with the Panthers? When they went on that god-awful run? When they lose 5 in a row?
Yeah.
I mean, it happens. Right? So, kudos to these guys. What is he, a pit bull?
I don't know what he's doing. He just loves the Hurricanes so much. Mm. And he's insane. He's an insane person. I don't know what to tell you. Right. He loves the Hurricanes more than anybody. But watching this last night, I mean, watching this on Saturday night, which feels like all one night, it doesn't really feel like I've slept, to be honest with you. It's just been all a blur. But I'm like watching this and I'm just furious because I'm like, man, another season. How is Cal running past everybody so fast? They had what, like 4 touchdowns of 50 yards or more?
Yeah, a lot
I'm
of
like,
long.
What
plays.
Is this? What are we doing? And then Cam Ward throws up that pick 6. I'm like, that point, I was like, ain't our night, dude. Now, I didn't turn it off because I was watching UFC. I didn't go right. So I'm like, all right, keep it on.
Oh, wait. So, you're saying. The only reason why you kept watching the Canes because you were up anyway.
Probably. Yeah, I probably would have been so disgusted.
If,
oh,
for sure. If you were not watching MMA.
Very likely I would have turned it off.
Okay.
Very likely I would have turned it off.
I appreciate your honesty because this is how I was staring at the TV.
Did you watch all of it? You didn't stay up till 2 a.m. Leroy, it got done at 2:45. There's no shot you stayed up.
Leroy checked out at about 12:30.
Oh, man.
I tried.
I understand.
It wasn't. I just couldn't keep my eyes open.
Can I tell you what they got to do? They got to get rid of the halftime being so long in college football.
It has nothing to do with college football.
They got to do it.
Now, dude, let me explain something to you.
Got
to
do it.
Everybody want the money. Okay. Why do you think Super Bowl halftimes and playoff halftimes are so long? Because them people pay a lot of money for them playoff games.
Yeah, but only the Super Bowl.
They want to be able to sell as much advertising and do as much halftime show as they can. So that they're not going to get rid of that. And keep in mind, you're talking about East Coast time. They started that game at 7:30.
Dude, it was late for West Coast time over there.
Right.
It was crazy. And they were up with College Game Day too. Reese Davis, I mean, you want to talk about a broadcast crew that we were thrown with. Reese Davis, whose voice was lost and also had to do Game Day, so he was a broken man starting the broadcast. And then, dude, are we just giving broadcasting gigs to anybody? Brock Osweiler? And man, hey, Brock, congratulations. If I didn't hate you enough from your Dolphins work, you got a new enemy out of me, friend.
Whoa!
Yeah.
A new one? Wow.
Yeah. He's a whiner, dude. What was he there with his Cal pom-poms on? Sitting there just whining about this targeting call.
Oh my God.
Would not shut up. It's targeting. It's targeting. Shut up, dude. You want to know who's gotten hosed on targeting more than the Miami Hurricanes? No one. And I mean no one. Whatever just happened to good old-fashioned football? He was running. He wasn't a quarterback.
That, I think, the hardest thing in the world for people to understand, right, is that if I come to tackle you, the first thing you do is drop your head. The person getting tackled. So my aim point is great if we're using a tackling dummy. But if the other person is moving, there's a slight chance that you may get hit in the head or something like that. And that's a hard thing. Like, there's blatant ones where a guy just go torpedo. Yeah. But the ones where a guy goes to make a tackle and the offensive player drops his head to protect himself, which is the worst thing you could do. You're getting a penalty for that when you're actually the one putting your head in harm's way. And there's no... The only people that understand that are the people on the field.
Yeah, and then also, for any Cal fan that wants to whine about it, one, you were up 25. Second of all, don't give up a 77-yard play to Rashard Bell the next drive.
Huh. Speaking of which.
What?
I have a new enemy.
Who's your new enemy?
Clubber Nick or whatever his name is.
Who's that? Who's that?
The Clemson quarterback.
What do you do? He messed up your pick prize picks or something?
Cade Clubber.
I have five.
Mm.
I'm waiting for one guy.
Ah.
Oh.
He had to go more than 238. With 6 minutes left to go in the game, they get the ball. 235.
Damn.
He was on 235 for a quarter and a half.
That sucks.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yep.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, the Sorento, and the Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. Silly Sauce says, Cam Ward leading the country in passing. What a time to be alive. Dude, he had a fourth quarter. What did he have, 277 in the fourth quarter?
Just the fourth alone.
Ridiculous.
That's what happens when you got to have like 30 passes to catch up.
I don't understand. He's ridiculous. Like, it's... But you know what? thing that the thing that's crazy about Cam Ward is it's not even like, hey, he throws the bomb skis, but like once a game he's gonna have a play where he does like some pass where he's about to get tackled and he goes whoop shovel pass. He's done it like the last three games where it's just come through. It's like his game awareness is just out of this world. Now he will do some. He wasn't lying about Gunslinger. He will do some reckless things.
Yeah.
Hey, he will do some reckless things.
But it's part of what? Here's the deal. Right? The good far outweighs the crazy ass. So there's not really a lot that you can say.
No.
Because without him, you go nowhere.
Oh, without him, we're done. We're done. We're bums. We're bums without him.
So from that standpoint, you know, when I see a pick with him, I'm like, his mind was in the right place. Like, he's trying to make a play. It's not a careless throw. You understand? There's a difference. So, yeah. But at the end of the year, when we look back, wherever this team ends up, we're going to look back and we're going to remember these two games, but nobody else is. Right, it happens to all of them.
Everybody got to everybody.
Guess what? Alabama had an opportunity to come back.
Dude, everybody got this weekend. Everybody got this weekend.
Well, in fairness, Michigan didn't get got because they weren't favored, which is weird. An unranked team being favored over a top 10 team. So we knew that was fool's goal. Other than that. Just watching, like, yeah, man. Like, good luck trying to figure out who's the 12 best teams. Right?
Canes are up
to the way these teams are losing. What does that do for Alabama?
Where does it drop them to?
Right.
They are.
And they're going to say, okay, who it helps?
They dropped to 7.
It helps Georgia.
Yeah.
Because now Alabama has a loss, and their loss is worse than yours. You lost to Alabama, and here we go playing this game already.
Right now, after all the chaos this week, Texas, Ohio State, Oregon, Penn State at 4, Georgia 5, Kane 6, Alabama 7, Tennessee 8.
Who's and guess what? I want to say Ohio State and Oregon play this week?
Yes, they play 7:30 NBC this weekend. And Canes have a bye.
It's at Oregon. It's at Oregon, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep, but Ohio State is favored.
Yeah. Listen, if you repeat this, I'll deny it.
Hmm?
They got the best talent in the country.
You can't deny it. Like, you're on video.
I said, I'll just lie.
We got you. You'll say what, we dubbed it?
Yeah.
AI.
AI, that's it. But, yeah, clearly. But what Miami... Now, here's what's shocking. What the offense did is not shocking. They've been doing that, right? All year, finding a way, moving the ball down the field. I am stunned at what happened to that defense. Stunned.
Which defense?
The Canes defense.
Oh, the Canes defense. Okay.
Like,
yeah, it was rough. It was rough. Like every time
they were doing whatever the hell they wanted to.
Willy nilly down the field. It was crazy.
Willy nilly.
And then just, you know, and then like came around, they started bearing down a little bit. But no, it was just like every play was a home run. Every single one of them. It was incredible. You know, you see that intangible flying down the field to start the game?
Woo! Woo!
Oof. Goodness. He was going right away. But yeah, it was they were getting carved up by Mendoza, and they were like, oh, here comes the revenge story. Didn't get cruded by you, and you know, we're gonna have to hear this. This is gonna be the story. And then thankfully, they were, but even like coming out, I was like, all right, second half, they'll be all right. And immediately, just like the worst pick six you've ever seen in your life.
Wow.
Like, it would have done Tua proud. That's how bad it was.
It really was very Tua.
It was really bad.
Sometimes, both of them, you look at them like, this is the best quarterback I've ever seen in my life. And other times, it's like, what the hell was that?
Well, you can do that with everybody. Hey, by the way, Jets fans.
Why do you divert off that? Don't waste Jets time on this.
Don't do that.
Don't do that right now. Don't do that right now.
I just wanted to get it off my chest.
Don't do that. We'll take a break. We'll get into the NFL action, of course, but the Hurricanes, big winners, 39-38. Cam Ward's the truth, and the Canes remain undefeated. Take a break. Lots to get to here on a double victory Monday. The Dolphins also, thankfully, mercifully, snapped their losing streak. Lots to get to here on a Monday. Back after this.
It's all about the you. It's all about the you. It's all about the you. You say it.
Double victory Monday. Comeback for the ages for the Miami Hurricanes.
Been a minute.
Man, it has been a minute. It has been a minute, dude. I see Dolphin Kane, who I know is a rabid Canes fan, who's a loyal listener. And he goes, you know, this team is Cam Ward, nothing else. And I say to that, who cares? I mean, like,
I replied, like, you know, that happens. That usually happens with Heisman Trophy winners and teams that, you know, rely on said player. Then once that said player leaves, you're trying to replace a Heisman Trophy candidate.
He is.
Yes.
He's here, and he is, like, he is everything a Canes fan would love. Like, his confidence, the swagger, kind of has everybody, like, you know, or, you know, else in the country being like, oh, these Canes are back. You know, like, the Cal fans were furious. I mean, they were not nice to the Canes, and, you know, you can't do anything about it. Cause stop them. Do it.
Yep.
Stop them. And you can't. Here he was. This was the 24-yard touchdown. This brought the Canes to within six, and it was with about 4 minutes left. Cam Ward, 24-yard touchdown run to get the Canes within striking distance.
Mobile.
Second down and one for Miami from the Cal 24. Ward to the air again. Right hash mark. Now drifts to his left. Looking. He's got a lot of room to run. He's going to run. He's at the 15, at the 10, at the 5, then into the end zone for a touchdown. 24 yards for Cam Ward. He surfs into the end zone here in California. And it's 38-31 with 4:04 to go in the game.
The game is
on, and Miami's back in it.
Excellent job by Ward reading the defense, playing his cards correctly. Turns the corner. Secondary has their back to him as he takes it into the end zone.
Man,
the one thing that I've never been able to figure out defensively, and this is with receivers, linebackers, or whatever. How can you guard somebody with your back to the football? I've never been able to figure that out, because that's why receivers say throw it up. Because a lot of times the defender is chasing, and you can just do your eyes right. One of the things that Randy Moss used to do, you ever notice he always caught the ball by his waist?
You
know why that is?
No.
You know why? Because if you put your hands up, then the defender starts waving his hands. So you wait until the last possible second and put your hands out, and you can catch a ball even though you're covered.
He Lifer says, Canes took 20 years to be back playing a high school schedule, but I get it. You play. Yeah, go look around the league, dude. Go cry about it, Heat Lifer. I don't know what to tell you.
So if that's the case, what do you make of Bama, who lost to Vanderbilt?
Yeah, what do you do?
Okay. They count. And that's why, you know.
I also think you travel across the country, road games, like, hard to win on the road. Like, I get it. You know, they lost to FSU. I'm not sitting here saying, like, it's something you should beat your chest over. But, man, so many teams would wilt. So many Canes teams would wilt easily in years past.
In fact, and this is not me, but what do they say about Mario Cristobal? You're going to have those one or two games a year where, and so look at Georgia Tech last year, right? Oh,
clock management this game, though.
That followed him. You know, from Oregon, right, to here. And so it for everyone, it feels good to have a couple of wins like you have the last couple of weeks, because you can still build, right? Everybody's not going into that room disappointed. You got a lot of fix a lot of stuff, especially defensively. Again, I don't know what happened. And you got Bane back.
Yeah, he's good.
So I don't know what happened. Was it just a good game plan?
He put a bow on that baby at the end. He was getting after it.
But it was weird. I've never seen somebody operate like that for a whole game almost.
Schmeathen says, get it right. This team is all Cam Ward and Xavier Restrepo. This is Xavier Restrepo. He's good.
That's his guy.
He's good. Here was Cam Ward to Xavier Restrepo. This is the game-winning drive. It starts off 77 yards. Xavier Restrepo nearly takes it to the house.
38-32, 1:42 to go. Miami 93 yards away, and Ward to throw on first down. He lobs it out there. He's got it. Restrepo at the 30. He's at the 40. He's at midfield. He cuts right at the 40. And he might go.
Watch out.
He's at the 30. 25, 20, then the 15. He's down to the 14-yard line. From the 8-yard line down to the 15-yard line is where they place the ball. On first down, it's Ward and Restrepo. And Miami's 15 yards away. They're alive and kicking. 15 yards away from a moment of magic. 77 yards.
Wow.
Hey, do you hear the crowd?
Yeah.
Crickets.
They're like, oh no. Oh.
Why was my man like trying to get him down there like a horse? Come on, five.
Come on,
five.
Come on.
Come on.
You gotta.
That's the most nerve wracking thing at the track. Everybody slapping a paper, and everybody, fine. Nobody loses.
It's like my childhood.
When the horse crossed the line. I got him. I got him. No, you don't.
Saw a lot of sadness at the OTBs as a child. My father loved the ponies though. Cam Ward would then give it off to Martinez. They get it down to down the sidelines. They were wondering whether or not he was beyond the line of scrimmage. He was not. Ruling stands. And then you have Cam Ward with a little touchdown pass to Elijah Arroyo.
Ward looks to his left. Arroyo short motion. Snap. Handoff. No, he throws. Left side
get
Arroyo.
In.
He lunges. He's got it. Touchdown. It's a touchdown. Miami has tied the game. A 5-yard touchdown to Arroyo with 26 seconds to go. It's a touchdown. It's a 93-yard drive. It's Miami 38 and Cal 38. And Borregales comes on for the biggest extra point of his life. Miami 38, Cal 38. A 93-yard drive. A closing argument put together by Cam Ward with 26 seconds to go. And now Borregales can put Miami in front and perhaps give them a winning moment. The all-important extra point. Good snap. Borregales is good. And Miami is California dreaming with 26 seconds to go in the game. It's Miami 39 and Cal 38.
Gooseys. Yeah, Joe Z and Don Bailey Jr. on the call there this weekend on QAM. Wow. Gooseys galore, dude. What a time.
Gooseys galore.
All the meanwhile, I was also watching Alex Pejeda just beat the face off of Khalil Roundtree.
Why didn't they stop that earlier, bro?
I don't know.
That was bad.
The thing is,
he's
you
tough,
pretty
I
much
get
said
it.
This was going to happen, right?
Hmm?
Yeah, but
you
like,
pretty much it was, Roundtree shouldn't even been in there.
You should see his face afterwards.
He had a good couple rounds, but the one thing I would have said with Roundtree, and I think it's probably hard because you're worried about the kicks coming back. He had this one kick to the body on Bejeda, and Bejeda was like, you saw like the first time he looked like a human other than when Izzy beat him, but he thwapped him right in the gut because Khalil Roundtree's a great kickboxer too. That's like his thing. Works out in Thailand, like, and you could just see Bejeda just all of a sudden the robot just like,
But he never threw it again. And I don't know. He was just, I think he was just, the jab was too much. And that's the thing. Like, Pejeda just kept sticking him. It was southpaw versus conventional. So Pejeda just kept hitting with this jab. Dude, Leroy, I'll send you the picture. It's too gross for us to put up on the stream.
I was just going to ask you.
It's too gross.
I don't think I can.
I'll send Leroy the picture of Khalil Roundtree's face after this.
Yeah.
But like.
Just from jabs.
And then he couldn't see anymore. And like he just started unloading a combination on him on the cage, and they finally stopped it. But DC was telling Joe Rogan, he's like, get a picture of my phone, because the blood like was spewed all over DC's phone and their broadcast booth. And then like when Joe Rogan's interviewing Khalil afterwards, like a like glop of blood just like slowly, is they had to give him a towel in the middle of the interview.
Wait. Did we need to interview him?
Who?
Roundtree.
I don't know.
That's what I don't get.
I think him and Rogan are cool. Like, he's been on the Rogan show a lot, okay, so I think he probably wanted to.
That's fine. I'll get you later. Go fix your face, dude.
Schmeathen says, remember when Tobin lashed out at Leroy for bringing up the Jets? That's fair. But this was happening at the same time. It's connected, Schmeathen.
Hey.
Now he can make fun of the Jets.
Hey, let me tell you something. Marcos, Tobin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Jennifer.
Yep.
Somebody on this show told y'all we're 40-year-old on a repaired Achilles look like.
There's
did I not?
When he's
and
on,
I was called an Aaron Rodgers hater.
He was also
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I hate 40-year-old Aaron Rodgers coming off an Achilles, right?
Yep.
He can't move. He still kind of wobbles with a limp, right? You can see it when he plays. He can't get away from nobody.
Mm-mm.
Right? And what makes it worse is he can't get away, and every time they tackle him, they jump on the back of his legs.
He was also on his knees this weekend, like on all fours this weekend, like Michael Irvin, but it wasn't the same because Irvin was very excited. And I think in that moment, Aaron Rodgers was thinking, I don't think I should. I should have run for vice president. I don't think I should have done this.
Hey, so this ain't got nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers, but it has everything to do with 40-year-old guy coming off of an Achilles tear. So now that we all understand what getting old in sports looks like, stop messing with me when I say something about this.
Oof. He is
like, yeah.
He looked in a lot of pain yesterday.
Yes. And you can't be mad at him. So everybody gonna call Aaron Rodgers? No. He's what a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles looks like.
Oof. He is, and by the way, some oof throws.
Yeah. Look, there you go. That's what it looks like. You know what it looks like? Damn, I'm old.
Yep.
Like, not the same. Okay. It's okay.
Really not the same.
Right? Wait.
Look like a before and after of a yoga position. Really do look like he's.
This is, yeah, you have established yogi first time.
Yeah, for sure.
Right.
Stretching the lumbar.
So I don't understand. And then let's make it worse, right? Because I don't care what nobody say. Him and his coach does not get along.
Oh, no, they do not. No, they do not. They do not. Mm-mm. You know, we're all going to get ready for these next couple of days. Who
Can
knows?
Can I also say this real quick?
Sure.
And by the looks of that offense, it don't matter who's the quarterback. Because you got rid of Sam Darnold. You draft another quarterback. He's no longer there. You thought Aaron Rodgers was going to save you. And he running for his life like the last two. And Sam Darnold is undefeated. So it ain't them. Oof. It ain't them. If you go somewhere else and have success and your city and your team called you a bum and it ain't going to work out, it ain't you.
I will say, though, we can't be without a little sadness in this game, Leroy, because Andrew Van Ginkle, another pick six.
Come on, dude.
Another pick six for Van Ginkle.
Wait. When this happened, nobody was sadder than us. Right? It was Christian Wilkins. I had to tip my 40.
Yep.
Right? And then Van Ginkle's, because my whole thought behind this was, okay, the whole thought was, both of your outside rushers are going to miss part of the season. And he was your best pass rusher and outside edge defender when they got hurt. Right?
Yep.
So, like, yeah.
Though I will say the Dolphins' defense is still doing pretty good.
They still, yes.
Pretty
they
good. Like,
they can get after, and give old Weave some credit, because that timely pressure, when they bring pressure, it always seems to get there, except for Chop. He gets close.
Yeah, he does get close.
He gets close.
That's what you go to his Football Reference, and there's no stats, but he'd just be like, he gets close. You know what they called Andrew Van Ginkel on his HBO feed?
What's that? What? Again? I forgot.
Hugh Wang.
Mm.
Sounds like he was taking his blue chew.
Whoa!
Maybe that was too much. But I will say, we're sitting here, the storm's a-brewing, we're going to be tuning into the news, that damn cone of uncertainty. You don't want a cone of uncertainty in the bedroom, fellas, all right? You want to be barreling strong with the winds, strong storm surge in the sheets, all right? That's what you got going on, man. And I got to tell you about our friends over at Blue Chew. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Now you can chew it and do it. So whether you're married, you're looking to spice things up, or you're single and you're trying to impress somebody new, Blue Chew is for you. And I got a special deal for our listeners out there. You guys can try Blue Chew for free when you use the promo code SHOWPONY. You use the promo code SHOWPONY at checkout, you're paying just $5 for shipping, but you are getting your first month of Blue Chew for free. Go to BlueChew.com today, use the promo code SHOWPONY, and you're getting that first month of Blue Chew for free. That's BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com.
SHOWPONY.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Hey, Leroy, get a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Your accidentattorneys.com, free consultation 24-7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
I'm glad you should ask, because with all the rain everybody talking about, it hasn't hardly rained today, but it's coming. It's mostly cloudy, light breezes, looking like they are out of the, wow, it's going left to right, out of the west. That's crazy. It's probably in the mid to upper 80s, but it's going to rain.
Oh, it's raining.
It's going
to
rain a lot. Everybody be careful on them streets.
Mm-hmm.
Take the necessary precautions. Keep an eye on the weather, because believe me, they're going to give you an update every 12 seconds.
Yep.
And I'm confused, because right now it's not the hurricane. It's the low pressure that's hanging over us that's bringing all this rain.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was confused, because everybody was talking about the hurricane, and it's in Mexico. Like, if you see the, you know, where the hurricane is, it's...
Yeah, it's not supposed to get to us till like Wednesday, right?
Right, right. So it's not... Remember that rain we got earlier in, was it June? Where it flooded all of the east of 95?
Mm-hmm.
Remember I had to go get fines?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's like something like that. That's not even a hurricane. That's just that front. That low pressure that's down, you know, down here. So the storm is coming in a couple of days.
Yeah, it's up to a category 4.
Oh yeah, it's serious.
And like, yeah, especially everybody on the West Coast who do listen to us, you know, safe out there.
Yeah, buckle
everybody up
again.
Yep, again. They canceled Panthers Ring Night tonight, by the way, out of an abundance of caution. No Panthers Ring Night, which is a bummer, because I don't think we're getting like, you know, everything tonight, but you never know with the crazy streets and all this stuff.
Yeah, and I'm tired of that phrase.
Abundance of caution?
I'm really tired.
That's a new thing.
Yeah. Except when it comes to Josh Allen.
Which is a weird thing, because apparently the weather's worse tomorrow, but opening night's still on.
And like,
right.
ESPN national televised one of the no.
Little hurricane can't bring us down. It's ESPN.
Yeah, that's right. Just lost your volume, Leroy. I think you popped your mic out or something, dude. Mm. Something happened.
Yeah.
Or his signal's delayed or something like that.
Ooh.
Maybe that's it. Are we lagging or is he lagging? I'm not sure. It's one of those weird things. Can't tell sometimes in the studio. Very strange. Because you're starting to look a little slow there, Frog Boy. So maybe we're getting some... It is pretty torrential over here.
It's strange, though. I drove home from Jacksonville.
It hasn't rained. Like, the weird thing about all this rain, it hasn't really been, like, downpours.
Mm-hmm.
It's been just a constant light to mid-rain.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's the thing.
It was, it's a bummer. The Panthers don't get to have their ring night tonight, but season opens. I watched all this weekend the Amazon series.
Yeah, we know. You sent us updates.
Dude, it was good, though. It was good. Paul Maurice was the star. They need more Paul Maurice.
We knew before.
Can I tell you?
Like, yeah.
It's, everybody in this league. What a bunch of duds. I mean, they followed all these players, and the only one who's any kind of interesting is Matthew Tkachuk. Mm-hmm. Matthew Tkachuk is the only one with a personality. He's the only guy who likes the cameras. You know, they had a whole McDavid episode. They're trying like hell. Even McDavid admitted he's boring. Even McDavid's sitting there, and he goes, some people say I'm a bit of a robot and I have no personality, but that's not true. Meanwhile, he's just sitting here, and he's like, I got a dog.
Boom! I got a dog.
I was like, that's the only thing of interest I found from Connor McDavid. They tried like hell to just make that a thing. Meanwhile, the Panthers are just sitting here. Now, I will say, man, after that game two, they did show a scene where he lost it on his teammates in the locker room. Like, so much so, they did the thing. You know what happens when the damage is done, when a camera catches you, and then you have the one security guy who's like, you gotta go. And so, but the you gotta go, because it's not their locker room, it was in the Panthers arena, was simply a curtain. So the guy just drapes the curtain in front of McDavid, who's, you are playing so effing bad, that's not effing up to our standards, and blah, 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 blah. And the guy just looks at the camera guy and just goes, whoosh, like first class to coach. I'm like,
and the guy's can't use this bathroom.
And the guy's like, I can still hear him. He's mic'd up.
Damage is done, my friend.
You're the Paul Maurice, Marcos. I sent you a Paul Maurice clip because this was the line of all lines from Paul Maurice. Paul Maurice, he like at one point, Leroy, there was a game where he just gets into full goalie squat, and he's like showing like where they got to be on the goalie to bother the goalie. I think it was in the Boston series. They were doing a Swayman, and he's just like, you got to bother me, because Swayman's a real pain in the ass. He likes to try and be real cute with like touching the players and things like that. You know, thinks he's something. He's going to get his ass kicked tomorrow night. That's just the facts of it. But, you know, him and Tkachuk were like going at it nonstop and a real busybody. But this was Paul Maurice in one of the speeches that he had in the locker room for the players.
Good in here, man. Lots of good talk on the bench. Breathe through your nose, not through your ass. We all set? Let's go, baby.
Wait. So that we got the text, and I'm like, huh? Is that saying don't pucker up?
Yeah, no squeaky cheeks.
Are we good in here, man? Lots of good talk on the bench. Breathe through your nose, not through your ass. We all set? Let's go, baby.
What a speech. He's good.
Let's go. Hey, you know what that is? The anti-Mike McDaniel.
No.
You gotta pick that one.
Short and sweet.
Short and sweet.
Tell you what, though. He's not kidding about having that potty mouth. Paul Maurice lights it up.
Oh,
not the same guy in press conferences.
Well, good. That's the way it should be.
He was fun.
Right? Because the thing I like about coaches like Paul Maurice is he ain't going to never call out a player. He'll handle that behind closed doors. Right? And so the players respect that. The players know when he get on them, where he's coming from. He not just trying to protect his own ass. Right? Yep. You got a lot of coaches out here You hear it all the time. Oh, I'm coaching the right things. They just not execute.
We'll take a break. Hour two are coming on up. Miami Dolphins do snap their losing streak. We'll get into that. Their win over the Patriots coming up next.